Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Las Vegas House, the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast. I'm Bethany. We have Meek to the left and Elizabeth to my right, holding it down as always. At the time of the recording, we have lost a legend and an icon in the rap industry and hip hop and music, period. We lost DMX. He has passed away. And, you know, if you listen to this show, you know we love DMX over here, especially Miss Meek over there. Did you guys want to say anything about DMX and his legacy that we haven't already discussed on this show? Because yeah, I know like social media watching is like flooded with all these videos, so it's bringing back like old memories and things.
I was watching some of those videos and he was such a true Sagittarius. Like, it just made me laugh because like, anytime any interview from shit fucking what 90s early 90s to present, when they were like, who do you think is like the best MC? He was like, myself. Like, he was like, always start with that, like, I'm the fucking best. And but he was like serious. And then, or like when he would say like, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks, I'm like, oh,
yes. That's true Sagittarian energy.
True Sagittarian. Yeah. And then also he talked about how like girls would get like stuck on his dick, which I believe, because you know the way he said to put it down.
The way he, yo, the movie The movie Belly, like, I think that just made his stock go sky high. Because that sex scene, God.
Girl.
What about you, Liz? What do you feel? Oh, God. How do you feel?
I mean, I'm just going to add on to what you guys say. Definitely was a legend. True Sag, you know. Just seeing also all old little clippings and videos that he had, like, even like the videos with him and Aaliyah now, you know, it's even more sad because it's like another legend with a legend, which clearly keeps going around. But yeah, RIP to DMX. He will be missed.
Yeah, so much. I feel like when I think of DMX, I always was reminded, like from an interview, that he was such a spiritual guy. Like people, you know, would say he just had an incredible voice or whatever, but his spirit and how much God meant to him was always very apparent. And it was just so inspiring for someone to have such a tumultuous life, to always have so much faith. And I don't think he truly understood his purpose. Whatever, you know, he felt his purpose was, he put it in God's hand. You know, he really was moved by his Lord. And I just really loved that about him.
Yeah, he was definitely anointed in that way, because anytime he was like speaking prayer, like you could tell it was coming from a different place. Like, none of his prayers seemed any like at, like the Breakfast Club, you know, asked him to go into prayer just randomly. And he was like, yeah, he even said it like, I wasn't expecting to do this. But he just went right into it, and it just felt like it was coming from a different place. So I truly feel like he was deaf. But God, but like, if you follow Abrahamic religions, you believe in Abrahamic religions, you know that like that's like an ongoing trend, or, you know, like where like God uses, you know, the most tormented, the, you know, like bewildered or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, people use them as examples of like, if I can get through to them, who knows, you know, just wait and see what I can do with you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I just remember watching him on Versus, and it was just so perfect that he started that Versus with him and Snoop with a prayer. I wasn't expecting it, but of course he would start it with a prayer, right? Like, duh. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting there like, oh my God, this is perfect. Watching him receive his flowers, you know, all the celebrities and people in the comments just going up for DMX and knowing every verse, and it was just really dope. And he will be sorely missed. I just hope that, you know, he is at peace, he is out of pain, and he can rest easy. So we're gonna move on to our crazy shit. Real quick, I want to say this. I just want people who are listening to know, don't DM me when you're coming to Vegas. I'm no longer the plug. I don't know what's going on anymore. Don't hit me up like, oh my God, it's my first time to Vegas. Like, where should I go? I don't know. I don't know anymore. Because the thing is, I used to be paid to know what was going on in Vegas. I don't know shit now. I'm not in the industry anymore. And that's crazy to say, but I really don't be knowing. So I don't know what clubs are open or closed, the hours, how much it costs to get in, who works where. It's not, I'm not the plug no more, y'all.
None of your business.
This is something else bothering Bethany. She has to get it. Y'all know.
Hey, she public service announcement. Public service announcement.
Like, okay. Let me tell you why. Like, I had a friend of mine who, I guess, you know, I thought he was a friend. He hit me up like, yo, what's going on in Vegas this weekend? And I was like, bro, I have no idea. Like, LOL. Like, have you seen me post myself, like, going out? Have you seen me in the clubs? Have I posted flyers about what's going on? I literally have no clue. And this is someone who watches my story and, like, sees that I'm home with it. Like, I'm here. So he went and told a mutual friend of ours that I was being like snarky and rude. Like, oh, I know she knows. She, for some reason, she just don't want to tell me. And I'm just like, when she came back and told me this, I was like, what? Like, no, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And if that upsets you that I didn't tell you what club to go to or what lounge or what a hookah spot, I have no idea. And if that upsets you, then I don't know what to tell you. You can keep it moving. Like, that's some bullshit. So yeah, I'm not the plug. I think maybe Elizabeth is, because, you know, she's working. She know where to go.
Liz, I'm working, definitely but... the plug. You definitely the plug.
Liz, I think you're the plug now, dog.
You definitely... No, but...
Meek the plug.
Look at her face. That's like, huh?
That's a lie.
No, I think it is you, Liz. Don't try to pass that off. I think you know.
Embrace it. Embrace it.
I don't want to embrace it because I don't want y'all in my inbox asking me to
embrace
go.
Your plug at them. Embrace your plug at them.
Well, it's not that you're the plug. It's that
you're the plug.
You're working in
you're
the industry.
Stop it.
You're working in the industry and people can see that you're out. All you have to do is really pay attention to like what you post to your story.
Right, so they don't need to
ask. That sounds cool, but that's
exactly.
not...
Exactly.
Because people are not looking to... That's the thing, is that, like, instead of just saying, yo, can you get me in the club for the low or for free, 99, motherfuckers hit you with that, like, yeah, so what's popping, right? When in actuality, it's not about, like, if you want to know what's popping or not. You want to know, where can my expertise and my network and my connections help you, assist you with your, you know what I'm saying, your activities. That's what it is. So yeah, and that's the reason people see the stories. People see that you out. People see that, you know, see the Casa Azul 1942 standing on the couches singing that pull up in a Yeah, people see all that People see all that shit. So they get it. They got this bloom. What is this bloom? Like, what is this? Bloom
so with silly.
Like, what is this, you know? And then it's like, oh, I know EB up in there. So then they hope that maybe you will offer your assistance.
Like, oh, you know what? I'm actually going Saturday. Pull up.
Y'all pull like, up. Like, you know what? You know what? No. Don't even bother it. I know Joaquin at the door. Like, how many is it? How many guys?
Okay, this sounds real nice, but I'm not that girl, so... You won't be pulling up with me.
Definitely.
None of that.
Well, I just need to let people know, if you ask me and I hit you with the I don't know, just keep it moving. Like, okay, my bad, or thank you. Yeah. That's it. I don't know. All right.
You know who they need to hit up? So Select. Hit that motherfucker up. Hit up Mayor Goodman. They know what the fuck is going on with the city. You know what I'm saying? You can hit them up. You can go on, you know, nvgov.com, you know what I'm saying? Like, our strips are us. I don't know. One of those wacky ass things. And figure it out.
The internet is free. You got Instagram. You know what the clubs are out here. Hit them up and see what's going on. I can't tell you.
But also, besides that, also on some real shit, because I'm like joking around, but on some real shit, people don't realize that the strip go through waves. And I want to say, what is it? Like, every 5 years? Five to 6 years. Like venues out here have a life expectancy of like 5 years, and that's what the pandemic kind of did for a lot of these like venues now, where it's like the vibes are not even the same. Like, all of these fucking clubs are now considered lounges, and instead of these like grandioso like shows that you are like an elaborate shows like with dancers and everything, it's more of a like, I don't want to say it's intimate because it's still the same, but it's just smaller. You know, like, it's more confined. So it's not the same shit. We don't know.
Yeah.
Unless we're, you know, Elizabeth knows, but she's not always too friendly with people that like slide in her DMs. So you can cry.
I'm friendly to a certain degree, you know?
Even the way you said it, you know.
No, because for people who are watching on YouTube, for people watching on YouTube, you saw the eye roll. Look, eyes rolling. She ain't even. Right. She's like,
oh. She can't even look straight.
I never look straight.
Oh, okay. Pause. Anyway.
No pause needed.
All right. So, Meek, you seem to have had like a conversation in the last few days that kind of led you to a topic that you wanted to talk about, and I think it's really important that we dive into this.
Oh
my god.
You wouldn't know anything about that, Bethany, because you are a Trey Songz hater. Okay, let's go.
I do not like it. Yeah.
Let's go.
So what is the question that you would like to pose to us so we can discuss?
I don't know, girl. posed that question like 2 days ago. You're going to have to recap that for me because I don't know.
Wow, your shit, your memory is not popping right now. Okay, so I'm not sure what the conversation it was, but you said you wanted to know how long does it take to know if you're not interested in someone?
Okay, I remember now. Okay.
Welcome back.
Right. Welcome back. So the reason why this question came to me is because I feel like men, more likely than women, tend to entertain situations that they know they're like they really don't have a true interest in. So like, and then like, cause like the guy had posted, he said, "I'm not an asshole. I'm just not that into you." But in my question, I'm like, well, how long did it take you to realize that you're not that into that person? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like dudes try to get like, you know, a couple of nuts off and some free meals before they finally, like, they probably would know from jump, like, yeah, this ain't gonna work, but like, I like her cooking and she crazy with the head. So let me just go ahead and like get a meal. Let me feed my stomach and release myself, you know, a couple of times and then go.
So what did he say? Did he say like he knew off jump, or did he say what you just said?
No, that's not what he said. Cause I asked him, I had asked him, I said, well, how long does it take for you to know that you're not into somebody? He said, that's interesting. How long did it take you to realize that you wasn't into me?
Oh. So and this is coming from a guy who was trying to.
And what was your rebuttal?
I ghosted him.
So you ghosted him.
I ghosted him. Shit. He was like, yeah. He was like, right. And I was like, yeah. Yeah. What?
Well, what was the answer?
Answer your question. How long does it take? You know, you're not interested in a nigga.
I'm gonna be honest, like, as y'all can tell, my memory's a little bit off, but in my mind it was about 3 weeks, but it probably was a month and a half, because you know, like, within like the month and a half you only encounter with your, you know, with them for so, and in my mind I just put them all together and be like, okay, it was like 3 weeks, but it was probably like a month and a half.
Was this a pre-pandemic when you, I guess, were talking to him and ghosted him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, because a month and a half is a long time to be talking to someone and for you to figure out like,
but is it though? Because I'm not the type, I'm not trying to talk to you every day. So like, think about this. If you talk to me like once a month, that's like four times. You get what I'm saying? I'm not once a month, but once a week. Once a week.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Once a week. Okay. It's like four times in a month.
I was like,
carry the one. You know what I'm saying? Times two, move the decimal over three times.
No, okay.
Yeah. No. So like, I'm not trying to say I'm talking to niggas like just once a week, but I'm not the type of person in like to constantly talk to you all the time. And then also, if I see you, I'm probably going to see you. I think we probably had about four dates within that time. So it's not like I'm not set up that way.
If I like you, we're going to talk often, probably every day or every other day, unless I'm like so slammed and busy with work and I just can't figure out when I can talk to you. But if I like you, I'm going to talk to you every day. And that's how I know that I don't like you. I'm not interested if I don't want to talk to you. If you call me or text me, I'm just like, I'm going to get back to him later. That's how I know. And you know what? I'm not.
I'm not set up that way. And you know what's so crazy? Because I have a guy right now that I'm like, that I like. But like, even when I have an opportunity to talk to him, like the conversation don't flow. And then that makes me feel some type of way because I'm like, I'm not in the, I have a thing about forcing stuff too. So just because I like you doesn't automatically guarantee that conversation is going to flow. Like conversation, and you know, it takes two partners. So it's like, it has to be a constant transfer of energy, like between the two people. So like, I get what you're saying. I've had those situations where we're just talking all the time, you know, but this is during a time where I was crazy busy. I had like three jobs at this time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm a mom. So, no, yeah. I'm not going to, like, just sit up and just fucking converse with you. You know what I mean? Like, all the
Which is why I asked, was this before the pandemic? Because during the pandemic, you would have had time to, like, sit and talk and, like, have a little bit more time to actually get to know them. But I can understand being busy. But even when I'm busy, but if I like you, we gonna talk.
But even when, but the thing is, the talking wasn't the issue. I start noticing certain things. Like, that's the thing, is that like the social climate and the dating climate, like, tends to jade people in a way where they feel like a way, you know, someone, like, sometimes they have these, like, you know, men and women, because men and women both do this, where they have, like, certain rules or certain things that have to occur in order to determine if that person is really with you or how much they really are into you. Like, I don't really like shit like that. And what I mean by that is, like, you gonna cook? Are you, you gonna cook? And it's like, granted, y'all know this. Y'all know I'm a giver. Y'all know I'm a cook. You know what I mean? Whatever. But when I start feeling like a man is using that as, like, a metric system to, like, grade me, yeah, nigga, like, you can exit stage left. Like, I'm good.
I want to circle back to that whole conversation in another topic, but I absolutely get it. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how do you figure out if you like a guy? Like, what is it that
I know me
grab your attention?
Go ahead.
I feel like ultimately it depends on, like, the connection you have with that person, in a sense, right? Because it's like B, you said, like, if I like you, I'm going to want to talk to you all the time. But also, I can relate to Meek, like, sometimes I'm not going to talk to you all the time. I'm busy as fuck, so you're not going, like, y'all barely talk to me. Y'all my friends, you know? And I feel like everybody's situation is different for the most part, but I feel like every situation is different, but I feel like the connection with you and that guy is going to determine, you know, how the relationship is going to go, or the situationship is going to go. Like, you're going to have your own, we're going to get into a topic, like, what you look see in that partner, and you are as well. We see different things in different partners, but, like, he might have his own way, like, oh, she don't cook, next. She, fact. Her sex is whack, next.
So my question to you guys is like, would you say that there's a difference between, like, attraction and chemistry, right? Because, like, attraction can be, can be held completely on, like, physical attraction. Yeah, there's different variations of attraction, but, like, physicality has a part of that. And then you have chemistry. Chemistry has nothing to do with, like, physicality. So it's like, when, you know what I mean, when do you transfer over into chemistry? Because, like, not everyone goes strictly off chemistry. Some people will look at somebody and be like, negative, look at his shoes, they tied too tight. Sorry, I had to say that. Sorry, that was just, like, a quick setup. But or, like, you know what I'm saying, his nails is dirty, something, like, you know what I mean? Like, and be like, no, but come to find out, you might have mad chemistry with this dude, right? But his physical appearance is off.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, okay. I'm gonna shut up now.
Continue. I'm just saying to talk to someone for a month and a half and not figure out that maybe you're not interested, I'm just saying, that seems like a very long time.
That is not a long time, because think about it. No.
Do you think it's a long time, Elizabeth?
Shut up. Look, it's not a long time, B, because you got to think, first off, when you meet that person, you meet their representative. Okay. Normally, I can, like, you know, I can scan a representative clear and cool.
I get that.
And then, the person actually might be cool, right? So just because I ghosted them does not mean that they're not cool, right? So, like, they actually might be cool. Come over.
You ghosting cool niggas? What we doing?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Cool niggas got bad credit. Okay. Right? Cool niggas got mommy issues. Cool niggas want to be taken care of. Cool niggas end up being bummed sometimes and not all the way fucking motivated sometimes. Like, I'm just saying.
So when you meet their representative and you're not feeling this representative.
It's not about not feeling the representative. The thing is, I actually might be feeling the representative. You get what I'm saying? And then the layers start, you know, the representative starts to like go down because the representative is actually cool. He can hold a conversation. You know what I mean? He's respectful. He's not on some crazy thirsty shit. Like he's just on some chill shit, right? But then you start realizing like, wait, time out. This nigga like is always asking for something, right? Why your ass always asking? Like, you think you can do this? You think you can go do this? You think you can, you know, like that kind of situation? And it's like, yeah, no. Because now I'm starting to see a pattern. I'm starting to see that like, it's not even a thing of men needing a woman. I feel like men, those type of men try to do that because like they're not secure within themselves. So they try to do that to try to like determine whether the woman is really fucking with them or not. You get what I'm saying? And it's like
almost some manipulative type shit. Yes,
but yet it's also a way of like feeding their own insecurity. You get what I'm saying? Because I don't think it's a thing of like, I don't think, yeah, you have those men that try to manipulate you to do shit, but I feel like because they don't know, they don't have game, they don't understand women, so they don't really have any like foundational how to understand how to read women, so they try to have, they have this very superficial way of like, yo, dog, if she gets out of bed, you know what I mean, at night to bring you some cough syrup, yo, she really feeling you. No, I'm not fucking doing that.
No, sir. I just don't like, want you coughing like, all over like, there.
No, like, no. It doesn't mean that. You get what I'm saying? So.
Just because I wipe your dick off with a warm towel doesn't mean.
Right. Facts. 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 Oh, yo, she used the warm water, not the cold water.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Oh my God. Wow. Thanks, Liz, for that visual.
I know, right?
Cleaning up dicks. Ah. Okay. So this leads me to ask the question. Sometimes I feel like people don't know what they want. So I want to see if you guys know what you want. I want to know what your top five must-haves are in a partner. What are, like, in order of importance, from the top must-have to your, like, your bottom? Would you like for me to go first?
Yeah, you sure. Go first. Go ahead, because I think I feel like you wanted to go first.
No, because y'all were looking at me like, Okay, so I feel, number one for me is that he has to respect me. He has to have respect for me. Number two. We have to have amazing sex.
What's amazing? Like, is it like I see stars.
I have to receive pleasure. I want to always have sex with you. I want to be sexually attracted to you. Sex is very important. Sexual attraction is really important. Three, he must make as much money as I do or more.
Who didn't know that? Keep going.
Shit, that'd be nice.
That is being nice.
She's talking to you nicely, okay?
Four, he must be family oriented. Not saying that he has to come from like a perfect family, but he has to understand like it's very important. Me, I'm a mom. I got a son. I have a great relationship with my dad. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have a great family, and I respect them. My family respects me. And I need someone who, they don't have to come from the perfect home, but understand that family is an important thing to have. And because this also goes for men who have kids and don't take care of their kids. It's like, it's a lot of people out here talk, oh, family over everything, blah, blah, blah. But what about your children that you haven't
seen? Them niggas need to be fucking put under the jail. Like, I'm serious. I don't understand how this is a norm for niggas to go and drop seeds off and just never fucking look back. But, like, you should get, a fucking $10,000 fine for every fucking sperm that you implant, like, fertilize into an egg. Like, real talk. Like, I'm serious. And you're not fucking contributing. You're not contributing, like, your time, your money, your nothing. And then you can go and have a whole new female. I'm about to call him a bitch, but I'm trying to, like, change my ways. but a whole new female and then start from scratch. And the thing is, like, being a single mother, we don't have that privilege. We don't have that privilege. And so, and you got some, like, shallow-ass people out there. Yeah, I said it, you know. And if you want to, like, granted, if you don't want to have kids, I'm not talking to you. But I'm talking about to the shallow-ass people that want to sit up and, like, judge single mothers, because you do have those, because I've come across a couple of them, right? Like, that, like, discredits everything else just because I'm a mother. You don't want to have kids, once again, I'm not talking to you. But, yeah, to them fucking smuts out there, like, bro.
Yeah.
You lucky I'm not making no laws, because I'll lock all y'all motherfucking out.
And number five for me, he must take care of himself physically. And I'm talking about, I need some good hygiene. I need you to, like, work out. You don't have to be in perfect shape, but give a fuck about what you look like, bro. Please. Work out. Yeah, I don't need you to be Adonis. I need you to care and to work out, because you care about... I need a man to care about how he is on the inside, like a man who goes to the doctor, because there are a lot of men who are afraid to go to the doctor, and things are happening and things are going undetected because you won't go for a checkup, you won't go get a physical, you won't get an annual. Like, if you were talking to a woman and she hasn't had a pap smear in years, she hasn't seen her doctor in years, you might feel some kind of way, like, girl, do you know what's going on with your pussy? So I need niggas to go and get your
check out the balls. Check out the balls. Check the temperature. You know, what I mean?
Go check your prostate.
Your prostate. Yeah.
No, for real.
You should probably get that massage, because I heard that it could be a thing. I'm just saying.
Oh my God, here she goes.
You can go and massage that thing on out.
And a man that also, like, he has to eat well. I don't, like, oh God. You get guys who just eat junk food and drink all day, and it's just disgusting. Like, we say?
By, like, eat well.
That understands, like, you know what? I might need to throw some vegetables up in this meal. I'm just sitting here eating protein and carbs. Yeah. You know, not having a healthy diet. Some people just really eat junk food all day. There are a lot of men who don't drink water.
Well, we don't talk about it. I don't understand that. And women, for y'all that's dating these men that don't fucking drink water, that's the reason why your fucking pH is thrown off. You know what I'm saying? So you need to be making that nigga, pay for the doctor's appointment, because he's throwing, that's the reason why your ass got BV, sis. You know what I'm saying? Because
fuck paying for your weed, fuck paying for your nail appointment. Go ahead and pay for that doctor's appointment.
Pay for that damn OBGYN, okay? Get used to them letters, okay?
Yeah.
Because that BV might be offset by his ass drinking fucking Coca-Cola like it's fucking water. You know what I'm saying? Coke and Hennessy. And it's a known fact, Hennessy is going to fuck your pH up.
So those are my five. These are must-haves, because I know a lot of people can be like, oh, this is what I don't want. This is me saying this is what I do want. So what are your top fives?
Dylon.
Because I spit hot fire.
Oh, my God. This is a good question. I'll go, because I'm always throwing it to Liz. I'll go, and we'll save the best for last. Okay, goodness. I'm going to say... intellect. And is my first. I will say that. And I know they're like, oh, she said intellect before respect. But intellect is what's gonna get my attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, off top. And the reason why is because I'm a sapiosexual. Like, if I know that you know how to use your fucking brain, and I'm not talking about, like, you have to graduate from Harvard. I'm talking about just know how to process things, critical thinking, and like, push the envelope on situations. Like, that's important. Then I'll say respect. Then I will say, girl, that, you know, sex is important, okay? Fucking, but it's not just even sex. It's just an intimate experience. So I'm going to say intimate experience.
Intimacy is...
Because that can be expressed in any kind of way. And verbal. Okay, I need a man that's fucking verbal. You cannot be a mute with me. I need to know how you feel, why you feel like, you know, I need you to know how to use them words, honey.
Especially so you need someone who can communicate yes. their feelings. Okay.
Yeah, but not only their feelings, but also like particularly how I impact them, affect them. You know what I mean? Like that type of conversation. Yeah. Like that is like so big for me. That's 4. Shit, I need 10.
One more. Drum roll.
Shit, 4. Wait, I said intellect.
Respect. Sex/intimacy.
Communication. Fuck. I need 6. I'm going to say 6. I'm going to have a tie. I'm breaking the fucking rules. Who fucking cares? I'm breaking the rules. Family oriented, definitely. Like, and like you said, it's not about like what their back, you know, like their background is about them, their understanding of the importance of those type of relationships and however you formulate those relationships. Because I believe that your friends can be more family than your actual like blood. Family oriented, and
bonus.
I gotta have a hustler up in that bitch. One thing I always say is that, like, you take a man, even though he's done some shiesty shit, I know he has, like, you take a nigga like Diddy, you throw his ass in the jungle, like, you know you gonna fucking survive in some type of way. He's gonna figure some type of shit out. And I need that type of, like, I need that, like, that hustler, like, where we gonna make something out of nothing. Yeah, everyone always talk about ambition and like motive. Like that shit wears thin. I need you to understand, like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm about to make this, I'm gonna turn this plane into a G6, baby, and we about to fly to these islands. Like, that's the type of like I need that. Like, because like I didn't grow up with that, and my mama didn't have that. My mom wore the pants in the house. So I saw my mom, you know, was the, you know, ambition, the motivator, the all that other shit where, like, yeah, I would love to have that part. Just because I know you're going to be on some, like, Oprah and Stedman type shit.
Okay. Okay. Liz, what you got, boo?
My number one is definitely hygiene. Y'all know for me, hygiene is number one. Everything. I'm talking to you.
Could we be friends if I had bad hygiene?
Lips? No.
Would you tell me?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Wonder how that conversation.
Because I feel like women, we need to hold each other accountable more. Like, hey, girl, look, sometimes shit happens. Like, it's more than like, oh, you got lipstick on your teeth or you got something stuff. No. Hey, girl, I noticed that, you know, you weren't like smelling too great. Like, you know,
I remember in high school, I had a friend who, like, you know, when you start staying over people's house and I used to be like, I don't see a toothbrush in your bathroom. Like, when I get up in the morning, I immediately brush my teeth no matter where I go. She had no toothbrush. So I was like, where's your toothbrush? She had no response. And she was like, I was like, yeah. You don't gotta lie, but you gotta get a toothbrush. Like, why don't you have a toothbrush? And it wasn't like she was broke or anything. She just, I don't know, her mom didn't teach her about hygiene.
Oh my God.
Time out. That's not hygiene. That's neglect. You understand that? That's neglect. You get what I'm trying to, like that baby was neglected. Her mama could have went to jail for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, we was in high school, so you kind of got to know on your own. Wake up in the morning, brush your teeth. The toothbrushes is at the 99-cent store.
No, time out. Because people are, like, humans are routine. So, like, if you didn't grow up in a household where a toothbrush was regular, you wouldn't think to have a toothbrush as a priority. But that's
at 16? Because
No, real talk. I'm serious. I'm dead ass serious. Like, if you grew up and you did not...
But they teach you in school.
Nah, but still, if your mom, they teach you at school, but then you go home like, yeah, my mom and them don't brush their teeth, so like they good, so like, dog, like. But all I have to say is, bad teeth leads to heart disease. That's neglect, like, that's straight neglect.
We wasn't friends for long, but I said something. She said to do it. Anyways, yes, hygiene is number one on my list. Sex is number two.
So a nigga can disrespect you and give you good dick? The people want to know.
No.
Hey, no, let her.
I'm not done. I still got five.
Let her give it. Because just to let you know, we are going in order of importance.
Next, loyalty.
Okay.
And it's respect. What's that for?
Yeah.
And self-awareness.
What is self-awareness?
I need him to be self-aware of himself. I think I kind of stole this from Meek. I need this nigga to already be going through his journey and know what the fuck he is in life. Because I'm not about to be nobody's mama picking up no slack. I mean, like, I need to know, you know, where you are in your journey as well as for me, but I'm not doing it. So, yeah.
I feel you. So actually, I'm going to steal that.
No, Meek, you got five and a bonus.
Wait, I want a bonus. Can I get a bonus?
You don't even have it. Come on.
Goal driven.
Okay.
Wait, what was that?
Like goal-oriented.
Oh, girl, I thought you said soul-driven. I'm like, sis, please.
Elaborate.
Please elaborate, because I don't know nothing about this.
Okay. So, Meek, you have intellect, respect. I was over here writing them down, child. Okay.
I saw you.
Meek has intellect, respect, sex/intimacy. He has to be able to communicate and be family oriented. And her bonus was be a hustler. Liz, you have hygiene, sex, loyalty, respect, self-awareness, and your bonus was being goal-driven, goal-oriented. So let's say he has all of them except for one. Which one of these would you say, you know what, I can settle if he doesn't have that? What's up, Meek? Which one are you selling on?
Maybe I should wait. What you gonna say?
I'll take away the bonus one, because baby, I'm gonna get you there. We're gonna be gold driven together.
Sugar mama. Hey, sit on mama's lap. Hey.
Because everything else gotta stay.
Cause let's say he is the cleanest motherfucker. He gives you bomb ass sex. He is loyal. He respects you. He is self-aware. He's doing the work and making sure that he's good. But he's lazy as fuck. He's like, you know, I'm cool working this dead end 9-to-5.
You're not gonna be okay with that. I'm
gonna be okay with it for a little bit. But if you don't start doing nothing after that, like you could be taught things. You could be taught.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
There are some people you absolutely can't teach that. You can't teach that.
Time out. One of her reasons for not talking to a dude, I know it was other reasons, so don't hop off your chair. Please don't. But it's because he played way too much PlayStation or whatever, video games. So I know for a fact that that's not going to settle with her. Like, that's definitely...
That is
like,
so true. Because you're like, how does he have time to do all this?
Video games is like a hell no for Liz. Like, a hell no.
Don't play no video games in front of me. It's over.
Oh, see? Like.
Yeah.
Okay, I lied. I can't live without him. You're just not it. It's not going to be the chosen one.
If you have to choose one. Eliminate one, what would it be?
Look at her face. She's like, I don't want him.
Like, he has everything but that one.
Look at her face.
She's like, throw the whole nigga away.
Sex, hygiene,
loyalty, respect,
awareness,
self-awareness.
Self-awareness. I mean, you know, people can come into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might not be there when you meet them.
Nah, I'm not doing that no more.
Oh, okay. So this is personal. Got it. Okay. So
I can't choose. Come back around. Go ahead.
Okay, Meek. Out of your six, intellect, respect, sex, intimacy, communication, family oriented, and bonus is a hustler. What are you getting rid of?
I'm going to say sex because, baby, I could teach you. Once you leave me, you're going to be something okay. to fuck with. And, now, I'll teach you. Go ahead. Throw the curveball.
Let me pose this question. What if he can't get it up? Like, what if it's a health issue?
Baby, you got a tongue, you got 10 fingers, and you got 10 toes. We can figure something out.
So I don't know what goes on in that bedroom.
I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. I fucked with a dude because our chemistry was so dope, and his dick was not that big. But when I tell you that motherfucker had the fiddle fingers from fucking heaven, like, I still got mine. Like, I got mine. So, like, that's the end goal. You know what I mean? He definitely got his. So,
this guy proposes to you, and this is who you're going to be with, you know. You're going to be okay with not getting dick?
No, I'm not going to be okay. And we have to come to, like, a term that, like, I'm going to get outside dick. Also, you said I can't, like, he can't get it up. Now I'm a bit concerned about his health. And see, that then interferes with, like, you know what I mean?
Health isn't on your list, so.
No, health is not on my list, but intellect is. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you need to, like, use that intellect to know that you got to start taking care of yourself. So the fact that you can't get it up, yeah, that's a thing. Like, you're completely neglecting, like, yeah, I don't know about that part. Like, the whole can't get it up. Now, if you come in and you just don't know and you're unaware and you're, like, you know what I mean, by a real one, it's okay because I'm going to take care of you. So.
Okay. If I had to get rid of one, God. Maybe. No, he has to respect me because that's where the attraction comes in for me. So we get nowhere if you don't have respect. I'd say if he doesn't make as much. Oh, God. If he doesn't make as much money as me. I can work with that.
That is not going to work.
Hell no.
Hell no.
You lying.
Okay. You bitch. Read me.
Hell no.
You lying.
No.
That nigga's out the door.
Nigga.
Throw that nigga away.
Like, okay.
This is so interesting to see what you guys think of me.
What? Think of you? Sis. This is what you project. It's not even about what I think of you. Like, we've had these kind of type of conversations all the fucking time. Like, right.
About her coins.
Push that bayang. Do you not know who her father is, love? Like, the fuck?
Do you not know who daddy is?
Right. The fuck?
Relax. Okay. Wait. Liz, I want to circle back. Let's say, okay, because there's something that you didn't list that I thought you would have. Let's say he has all of your six, okay? But he's 5'4". Is that okay?
That's fine.
That's fine.
You a lie. Oh, like, you're lying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't talk to short people.
You wait, don't. What the fuck? Shorter than you? I'm 5. I'm close to 5'4". You're definitely not dating no dude that's my height. Like, stop the madness. And also, his body got to be on point. Like, you're not. Like, you do not date.
I've dated people. Body is just regular.
Regular to what standard? Your standard? Because right. All I know is that BMI better be at a certain fucking percentage. That's all I know.
Like, I was just really shocked that you didn't list anything physical. Like, you didn't say he has to look a certain way or you.
Because I'm trying to change.
And both of you
are doing the inside and not what's going on.
and both of you guys are doing that, like trying to be like, oh, what, you know, trying to be like this new. And I support that. But yeah, like physicality on your end. And I also question, like, because both of you guys said respect, but can we be honest real quick and say that we have sacrificed respect for certain relationships?
No. I'm not in that relationship anymore because it was, that was gone.
But how long
that was it? That was it.
How long were you in that relationship and how many times were you disrespected before you left? Like, to say that disrespect was a complete, like, no-no, mean, like, once it presented itself, you completely dropped everything and was like, I'm done. Did you do that?
Well, I feel like my self-awareness wasn't where it needed to be and I didn't recognize it as disrespect. So once I came to my senses much later, I realized, like, yo, this whole time I really wasn't getting the respect that I deserve. And I was out.
I didn't ask about your self-awareness.
No, I'm telling you what it was. That's what it was.
I'm just asking a question.
I know. I was in a relationship. I've been in a relationship where I wasn't getting the respect that I deserved, but I didn't understand that it wasn't what I deserved. I didn't realize what was going on until I had a come to Jesus moment with myself, like, hold on, girl. First of all, you are too dope of a person to be dealing with someone like this. And it's time for you to take your shit and get the fuck on.
Okay, I feel that. So then is it safe to say that, like, when it comes down to grounds of respect, it's not yet completed? Because granted, like, someone can, you know, completely not do what your ex did and, like, fulfill those shoes, but yet show a different form of disrespect, but yet you would, you know, yeah, kind of, like, because, see how things are...
I've been disrespected physically by, you know, being in an abusive relationship. And then moving on to the next relationship, he wasn't physically abusive, but he disrespected me in other ways that I didn't recognize as disrespect. So it took, like, going from one relationship to another and saying, you know what, I see something going on here and I let that shit rock. I have to do the work and figure out what the fuck is going on. I can't be in this situation anymore. Like, it took years. It took growth. It took me, like, doing the work. That's why I said self-awareness. Like, I literally went to therapy to talk shit out and to figure shit out with me. And I was like, okay, I see what this is. This is disrespect. This is manipulation. This is emotional disrespect. You know what I mean? Like, I realized what was going on. Then I was able to move on, which is why this is number one now for me. I know the signs now. I feel like I have grown to the point where I'm like, okay, I will see a red flag early on and be like, you know what? That's how I know, going back to our first, what we were talking about earlier, was like, how long does it take for me to know if I'm interested or not? Because I'm picking up on red flags. Like, yeah, you may send your representative out and I may think you're this great guy, but there's always going to be some slip up in conversation that I'm like, oh, wait, hold up. Can we dig a little deeper? Because you said something that kind of gave me pause. Like, when a guy talks about, like, his mother a certain way, or his father, his brothers, or his child's mother, you know, I pick up on things and I'm like, okay, I see what this is. And then I'm able to, like, back away or ghost, which I have done. So, yeah. So I can't, I have compromised and, I won't even call it compromising. I was stupid and allowed respect to not be my number one.
So, like, during this time of, like, when this was occurring, not once did you get a feeling of, like, this is not right?
Of course. Yeah, because I felt like shit, but at the same time, I didn't understand.
And then you kind of, like, you know, like, I don't want to say overlooked, because it's not, like, an overlooked thing, but, like you said, compromised, or, like, you didn't take action. Settled, yeah, like, at that time. So it's safe to say that, you know, yeah, you know, your self-awareness was not where it was, but yet still at that time you compromised respect for a relationship. I'm only taking this time to point this out, because even though it sounds good for as women for us to put respect so high on our list, we have to, like, be honest that, like, respect is not all, when we're actually in the situation, respect is honestly not, I don't want to say the first thing, it's not the first thing, but it's commonly compromised. Like,
oh yeah. Which is why I wanted to ask, like, do you think women settle more than men, or do men settle more than women?
Definitely. Definitely. Men come in like with like a fucking resume as though like you like filling it out to like work for fucking NASA, like on some real shit. Like you have to, you know, depending on who the fuck you dealing with, depending on their socioeconomic status, depending on like where they are in life, they come with, you know, with certain requirements to date. If you dealing with like a crazy fucking baller type of dude, they normally don't fucking care about what the fuck you got going on as long as you look good and as long as they sexually attracted to you. Like, I think. Like,
okay.
Like, I like when I say baller, I'm talking about like, you know, like
what, like the athlete rapper?
Yeah. Like a lot of them. Like, yeah. You know, and then a lot of the women that don't fit that criteria was probably with them along the ride, right? Like that started with them in the beginning. Like they were shooting with them in the gym. That's what I think. You know, but like if you gained your millions and now you're on the prowl, more than likely it's heavily based on physicality, and it has nothing to do with, like, granted, if you meet a dude girl and like she's fine as fuck, like fucking like Cuban links fine or whatever, and like, and she has the education, and that's like the cherry on top. But the first thing I feel like men like that are looking at is physicality.
Do you think women settle more or men, Liz?
Definitely I feel like women. I mean, I've been victim of selling before, and then like
a
I'm
victim.
Like,
she said
a victim. You're a victim.
Yeah, I became a victim of selling. You know, so I definitely think women do. They accept a lot of shit, and we shouldn't. And we should know our worth.
But Meek, you say like these ballers, they look for things that's more physical, but don't you think they're settling because, well, she looks good? But it's okay that, you know, she may not, like, be the best communicator or,
these ballers are trash.
I don't think that's settling, because at the end of the day, you got to think of what's high on the priority list, right? So it's like, I think it's a thing of, like, I don't think men are looking for someone to communicate, like, at that level. They're looking for something to have on their arm to trophy, and if she serves that purpose, she's serving what she's meant for. So there's no settling if she's not able to fucking communicate, because you're serving what I need you to serve. To me, settling is like when you have a man in your house, and technically, you know, we have this, like, and I'm just going off of social norms, so like y'all don't beat me up for this, but you have the whole like man is supposed to provide, protect, and all that, you know, hoopla, whatever. And, like, that man is not doing it. But then a woman is understanding of, like, I get it. He's going through a phase. Like, he's trying to figure it out. But I know once he gets on his feet. Like, that's settling. Like, accepting the fact that that person that you have, mm-hmm. you know, hired for that position is not able to fill that position. So you're being acceptive of, like, what they're able to give you.
I'm not hired, honey.
Yes.
Hired. Yeah, I kind of see it as, I feel like there are a lot of women who just don't know what they want. So they say, this is what I don't want. And they get into situations or situationships even. They feel some kind of way when the respect isn't there, or a nigga doesn't know how to communicate, or like, okay, first I want to know, Liz, because you said loyalty. What is loyalty? Like, what is that? Because I feel like it's really on a case-by-case basis. Like, let's say you're dating, because you didn't mention a guy like having, you know, how much money you would prefer a man to make.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're dating like a rich-ass nigga and he just got women all over him. What is loyalty for you in a situation like that?
Ooh, it falls in the line of like being honest, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, loyal to me, like, I come first. Have a lot of women on him, like, what? Like, just, like, how he's, I guess, like, a superstar or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I come first. And you need to know that the loyalty that me and you have, and, like, it also goes with, I didn't say communication, but you have to communicate with me. You have to be honest with me and tell me not everything, but like when all these females around, like our loyalty has to be that strong where when I see that, like, that ain't even gonna matter to me because I know where your loyalty lies.
So what's the situation of a guy not being loyal?
Cheating.
I mean,
because that's what I'm saying. Like, if he is this like baller, like superstar, and he just has women always flocking to him, do you expect him to cheat? Like, or do you have to have a conversation? Like, I know you're going to cheat, but do it in a respectfully cheating, like we talked about last episode. Like, what is it?
Yeah, I'm not just going to want you to just cheat.
But... Are you okay?
Girl, what are you doing?
Girl, I got a Charlie horse. Right now? Girl, I got a Charlie horse, and every time I move my leg, I swear to God, it start hurting.
Hi, I'm thinking you want a medicine ball.
No, I'm on like a chair. I'm on a chair, but it won't go.
I thought she was playing with a pussy. What's going on?
Oh, not playing with a pussy on the show.
Oh no.
Let me see.
My voice is in my ear.
Stand up.
Stand up, girl. Stretch it on out. Shake it on out. Eat a banana.
Eat a banana, drink some water, stay hydrated.
What was your question?
Stay hydrated. But yeah.
I was saying, like, some people don't see cheating as a like a hard no. Like, I'm like, okay, if you do it the right way, like we talked about last time, like, is what's an example of someone not being loyal?
Yeah. Just not being, I feel like not being 100 with me and trying to hide things behind my back. That's being dishonest, disloyal, trying to be sneaky. He's a superstar. So, I mean, I know, like, I don't know, me being with somebody that's like that much has females around him, I have to know that, you know, women are going to do that. Like, that's his job, just the will is for me. So, like, I just feel like me and him has to have that loyalty and bond beyond any measures. Disloyalty is like being dishonest, not telling me the full truth when it's something, a certain situation or something. Like, I don't know, some of these bitches might be girls you went to school with, high school with, did a video shoot, movie with, I don't know. But like, long as like your loyalty with me, your honesty with me is good, then yeah. It's when you're not doing that, the dishonest is, I feel like that's being disloyal, like lying. And I wouldn't say that's like, I'm not giving my man the okay to cheat. That's just not what I'm doing.
No.
But it's one of those, right. Would you say it's one of those situations, like, say if it was to happen, if he was to come, because I heard you say this before, if he was to come and tell you, it's a different scenario than you having to find out any other
somebody
way
else.
than him coming to you and telling you.
Yes. In that aspect, if he had a night, I don't know what happened, and something happened, and I heard it from somebody else before I heard it from him, yes, that would piss me off. But I'm not giving you the okay to go cheat, my nigga. It's not happening.
Okay. Well, this was very interesting. I feel like I learned a lot about y'all and, like, what is a priority. And the fact that Liz didn't mention anything about physicality is,
I'm trying to change here.
Because when you said...
I think you've been doing good. No, but to be honest though, like, I'm not trying to put you on Front Street. I'm gonna try to use my words wisely, but you've done well. Like, I see the change. Like, literally, like, because.
So she's saying that you dating ugly niggas right now?
Nah, see, what I'm saying is you being messy real right now. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Because I ain't saying shit about, like, no ugly nigga. I ain't saying nothing like that. But, like, all I got to say is, I ain't say nothing about no ugly nigga. Who am I to call somebody else's nigga ugly? Like, can we just all, see, look, she nodding her head. Who am I to call, I would never, ever in my life call any of y'all niggas ugly, ever, okay? I can't do that.
Yeah, because my nigga not ugly. I'm just kidding, I ain't got no nigga.
Yo, nigga, I'm like,
just kidding, I ain't got no nigga.
No, say a lot for the niggas in the bay.
I'm a single, living, single. Okay, go.
All right, y'all. Okay, this is the perfect moment to wrap this episode. We don't have a red light special this week, but if you would like to write in, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Crazy Sexy Cool Pod. Hit us up in the email. We got crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com. And if you have a question, we'll answer your shit right on this show.
Question.
Hit us up. Hit us up. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment. Hit the like button. All that shit if you're watching us on YouTube. And also rate us. Tell us that, you know, you like our content. You know, we do this shit, show up every week. Let us know what's going on. Okay.
And also y'all might catch, you know, a random ass live here and there. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Talk to me.
Yo. Yeah, shout out to, we went live a couple days ago. Shout out to everyone who popped up. We had E. Jones. We had our boy Scott pop. He pulled up on us.
And we had our homies from Bangladesh pop
bruh.
Up.
Bruh. They were.
And
really
also, upset. And we also had our homie that literally pulled over to talk, to check in real quick. So yes, please talk to us. Please thank
you. We go live, you know. We never know what's going to happen. Because we even had, like, Knife Wonder pop his head in. Knife Wonder popped his head in. And if you know anything about music and producers and all that, you know Knife Wonder is, like, super dope. And he's like, who is it, the SWV? What the fuck is going on? I mean, because we were stunning. I'm going to be real.
When we go live, you never know what you're going to get.
All right, on that note, we out. Next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.